In the name of Jesus, amen. In our gospel reading today, our Lord says, "Whoever gives even to one of these little ones a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Cups of cold water. For every cup of cold water given, Jesus says, there is a reward. Now, it's true, as Christians, we don't expect rewards. As Jesus himself says in the gospel, we are unworthy servants. We are called to follow God and serve others. We know this. We start by confessing this at the beginning of every worship service. But even though we are unworthy for reward for following Jesus and serving others, and that's not why we do it, Jesus says today there is still a reward for cold cups of water given. Cold cups of water here refer to small but significant acts of kindness or generosity or mercy. The smaller, the more significant, the better. For small but significant sacrifices, Jesus says there is a reward. We might even conclude that Jesus calls the Christian life a simple life of significant gifts, rewarding. The Christian life is rewarding. The Christian life is a service of a rewarding life. You know, there are numerous studies, right? There's plenty of anecdotal evidence to report that most people, probably know this, like jobs and work. They stay in jobs and work that they find rewarding. In fact, people will leave a job or work if they don't find the work rewarding and meaningful. And sure, part of the rewarding is compensation and money. That's important. But usually the studies show, and in my experience listening to many people over the years, the most important standard by which most people rate their work has to do with whether they are doing something of meaning, whether they are giving something of themselves to someone else. Is my work meaningful? Does my work have purpose? There are similarities here, right? Between how we see our work and how Jesus describes our work as Christians. And hopefully there's not a disconnect there. We are connecting our work with our faith. No matter what we do, that we do so to be good and to be kind and simple and significant ways. And Jesus says that our work in following God and serving others then is rewarding and meaningful and even full of purpose. Those who give cups of cold water or small but significant acts of mercy will find it rewarding. And this reward is twofold. It is rewarding for the recipient and rewarding to the giver. The one who receives small but significant acts of mercy, of course, is rewarded. They actually receive the gift. The gift must be given. But the one who gives small but significant acts of mercy, especially over time, consistently, that giver receives a sense of well-being, is seen as a giver, sees oneself as a giver. And Jesus uses a basic image to talk about this, a cup of cold water. I think we can relate. It's summer. It's getting hot this week. Hot here in New York. Jesus was from a hot climate in the Middle East. It's hot weather there. Perhaps nothing more refreshing than a cup of cold water if you can find it. It's true in Jesus' day. It's true in our day. We need water to live. I can go further with what Jesus says. Water refreshes us. Water gives us life. Water, the source of life. Cold water cools us down. And Jesus uses this very simple but basic vital image to describe the vitality of Christians, followers of Jesus, who are to give in small but significant ways, over and over again, like washing cups and filling cups and giving cups. Just as we need water to live, we need gifts of God from one another and to share, and from God, of course, but gifts to give. And all good gifts, of course, as the Bible says, come from God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And just as we need cold water to help cool us down, maybe on a hot day, we need gifts to give to and for each other. And you know, if you think about it, giving small but significant acts of mercy and love tend to cool people off, especially if they're a little angry. Just like cold water does. We're born, after all, as a gift, aren't we? A gift from our parents in love. We're brought by the gifts of God given to and shared by our families. We're born actually to receive gifts from loved ones and others. That's how we grow. In Christ, we are born again, right, in baptism by God, our Heavenly Father. We're brought up by the gifts of God, word and sacrament. We're born again by Jesus to receive gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation again and again. We are given gifts by God to be gifts for others. Giving like this is both rewarding to the one who receives, and it's rewarding to the one who gives. And that's how it works with God. God, our Heavenly Father, gives Jesus, His Son, freely to the world. Jesus is born and lives and dies and rises for the salvation of the world and for us. God the Father rewards Jesus by giving Him the name above every name. And there is no name greater and more full of abundant life than in Jesus, that everyone who calls on that name will be saved. God the Father rejoices with God the Son in the joy of the Holy Spirit. God the Father gives not only His Son, but the Spirit to us, the Spirit of peace. We are rewarded by God with Jesus and with the Spirit, who brings us wholeness and well-being, who guides us to give. The very life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a life of mutual giving and receiving. Father giving to Son, Father giving to Spirit, Son and Spirit giving to Father and to us. And when we give cups of cold water, we imitate, maybe even participate in God's life of giving, don't we? As Jesus says, we follow. We follow God. We give from God. We give to God and to others. And this is perhaps why giving in small and significant ways, if you think about it, it feels right and true. All because this giving imitates God who gives, Father, Son, and Spirit. To give is to be like God. To give is to receive from God and to give from God. What we give then, Jesus says, are simple but significant acts of mercy and gifts, like cold cups of water. The kingdom of heaven, the eternal life of Christians, is lived out through simple but significant gifts and acts of mercy. Let me show you one example of this. I bet you can think of your cups of cold water in your life. I have this habit in my books of marking the pages with notes and cards that loved ones and friends have given to me. This one says, "Amazing you are, you're inspiring." And it's sent with love from a family member. My books, as I go through them, are full of these. Sometimes when I pick them up, I forget they're here and they fall out. And I remember these little cups of cold water, these little small but significant notes of love that I keep in my books. That's a good example of the marks of the Christian life. And many times when I reach for a forgotten book, I find there deep in the pages happiness, a gift given, a gift receive. I remember that I am loved. I remember that giving is rewarding. These are small but significant acts of mercy. This is how giving works. Through small but significant gifts to each other, an encouraging word, a prayer of the heart, a breakfast made rushed for a loved one, a supportive text when you need it the most, a job well done. All these gifts we give, we receive. They're what makes the life of giving rewarding. And Jesus reminds us today never to discount or dismiss even small but significant acts and gifts of mercy, cups of cold water given to disciples. That is the essence of the Christian life. When we give, we imitate and we participate in the life of the giving God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we give even in small but purposeful ways. And the Gospels are full of this, from a widow's mite to a gift of cold water. We make life rewarding for the one who receives and the one who gives. As disciples of Jesus, where this week can we give some cups of cold water? Where and how can we give in small but significant ways to others? Where can we mark how much we've been given and how our cups do runneth over? All we have to do is look and receive from God. All we have to do is give from God what God gives to us. We are channels. And when we give like this, the cups of cold water reward us with God's love and His mercy. When we give in small but significant ways, daily life, as Jesus promises, becomes more rewarding and meaningful. Whoever gives as my disciple, whoever gives to my disciples, Jesus says, even cups of cold water will be rewarded. Amen.